For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson with your morning headlines for Tuesday, October 26th, 2021. Case counts have some schools around the U.S. considering relaxing their mask rules, but deaths nationally have been ticking up over the past few weeks. Some rural hospitals are also showing signs of strain, and cold weather is setting in. The cold sends people indoors, where the virus can more easily spread. The University of Washington's influential COVID-19 forecasting model is predicting increased infections and hospitalizations in November. COVID-19 deaths per day have begun to creep back up again after a decline that started in late September. Deaths are running at about 1,700 per day, up from close to 1,500 two weeks ago. Police in Boise say two people were killed, an officer wounded, and three others were injured in a shooting at the Boise Town Square shopping mall. Police say one person is in custody. It happened just before 2 on Monday afternoon. Police Chief Ryan Lee explained what happened.
Officers encountered an individual matching the suspect's description, and there was a exchange of gunfire that ensued shortly thereafter, resulting in the officer's injury, as well as a suspect being taken into custody.
The mayor of Boise, Lauren McLean, thanked the police department, expressed condolences, and said, despite what happened, people shouldn't stop going to the mall.
People still in the mall are safe. People in Boise are safe. Your safety is our priority.
Boise police say they can't talk about any motivation behind the shooting at this time, but they say that they are working to learn as much as they can. The Critical Incident Task Force for Ada County will continue the investigation. The officer who was wounded has been treated and released from the hospital. We'll keep you updated on the story on 94.3 FM. Winter coats are available at the rodeo grounds in Rigby. Local News 8 reports volunteers spent more than 2 weeks collecting almost 400 winter coats, which are available to those who need them through November 1st. The nonprofit group Just Serve is in charge of the Share the Warmth event and is encouraging anyone who can to donate a coat. For information on how to donate, visit the page for Rigby at justserve.org/projects. These have been your morning headlines for Tuesday, October 26th, 2021. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.